Hey, Councilor Park.
How are you?
My name.
Sorry about the confusion, thought you were coming to City Hall.
Nope.
That was my fault though, it was in my calendar.
Did our office call you?
Yes, Marie did. Through the door there. My name. My name, have a seat. Marie will be with us in a second. Do you have Gino locked up? Perfect.
Turn this off, so you can hear ourselves.
Have a seat.
Okay, bring ours up.
I wanted to talk to you about some of the difficulties that we and some other tenants have had in getting repairs done.
Yeah.
I took a look at some of the history of the proactive bylaw enforcement program that's going on. Looking at this building, I mean, there's screens missing, broken windows visible from the sidewalk. Up until Easter, there was quite a bit of debris in the building. There were some visible bylaw violations you could see just walking past the building.
Right. Stuff he's known about for 6 years.
Right. I think this has been an ongoing issue with this building. And it seems to me that the proactive approach didn't work here.
And it's still not.
We did file a complaint, and we're now 79 days past the deadline on some of the repairs, and they're not completed properly yet.
By the way, I don't want Donna Mae back here, especially after the other day. She tried arguing again about which windows had the plexiglass in it.
Okay.
Well, I can speak to that.
One of the difficulties that we've encountered is an attitude from pretty much everyone with property standards that we're an inconvenient nuisance. I guess that's the best way to sum it up.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to get phone calls or emails returned from pretty much everybody involved, including your staff member, including Maureen. The unconscious assumptions made by Donna Mae Lord and Ms. Shufelt are that we don't really count. That's the impression I'm getting.
As I stated to you, we're not second-class citizens. We're not somebody you shove under the rug. We do count.
Mostly it's little things, like, just to give an example, I'm not nitpicking here, but last Wednesday I came down to bylaw to spoke to you. You told me that a contractor would be here Wednesday afternoon to measure the windows. And I told you no one would be here, he wouldn't be able to get inside, and you told me he's an experienced contractor, he tells me he doesn't need to get inside. Well, I live here, okay, I know that to get in to measure those windows, you need to get into the unit, it's the only sensible way to do it. So I did come here Wednesday to see if anybody showed. Nobody knocked on the door. That was it. Okay. Windows didn't get measured. That didn't happen until yesterday. So there's, for example, there's 5 days. I mean, you just didn't believe me that the contractor couldn't get to the windows from the outside. But I live here.
And we asked yesterday when the work's going to be done.
What I said, Mr. Bosch, is that, no, the contractor didn't need to get in last Wednesday afternoon. The contractor was coming by in the afternoon to take a look from the outside. That's what I had said to you. Not that he needed to get in. He didn't need anybody here last Wednesday afternoon. He just wanted to come by, take a look from the outside. I was having the contractor come by to take a look at the windows to determine whether the windows were suitable under the property standards bylaw. whether the windows that were already in place met the standards under our property standards bylaw. That's what I was having the contractor do.
Okay, let me see if I have this straight. You had a contractor come by to make that determination?
Yes. Yes.
Is it not your job to know that?
We're not building inspectors. We're property standards enforcement.
Yes.
And we're property standards enforcement officers. We're not building inspectors.
But should you not know the property standards you're enforcing?
The bylaw? Absolutely. We know the bylaw.
So should you not know what standards you are supposed to be enforcing? That's my
point. That's why we hire independent contractors. That's why we hire independent contractors to do this work.
Okay. In any event, he did need to measure windows. He came back.
He didn't. When he came back yesterday to determine that what you guys are calling the plexiglass, that is compliant with the property standards bylaw. That is compliant.
You're telling me plastic in the windows that is no better than the packaging you buy, stuff it, is compliant. That's supposed to keep out cold. That's supposed to keep out noise.
Okay.
It does.
Well, we can make that argument another time.
I hope you're going to see
us.
So
those are not going to be replaced then, I take it?
They're not.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
Would you like to see the offending windows?
They offend you, but I'm happy to see them.
You can sit there and move them like this in the frame in my bedroom. Sure. 3 out of 4 panes.
Yeah.
This is what they're calling possible.
So the plexiglass meets property standards.
Right. Meets property standards.
That's supposed to keep up the leather. Yeah.
Excuse me a minute.
I see issues with that.
Well, that would be something, I guess, we go, building code, Ontario? Well, I'm sure you have the contact for Horvath, who's the representative here, and she can look at new legislation on what's passable and what's not. But we're only bound to enforce
local. I did check with the building department. You know that I did go to these lengths.
It took forever for somebody to go to those lengths.
And you know what? I know it took forever because I went above and beyond. I actually did. So I checked with the building department. I had a building inspector out here. I checked with the building manager.
And no,
and then I had a contract.
And nobody did it until we squawked.
Okay.
I understand that, but I did all of these things to ensure that, and not just for us, not just for you, but for risk management purposes for the City of Hamilton, to protect the City of Hamilton as well.
Yeah, I heard a lot of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's part of our role. It's part of our job.
It's part of duck and cover, too.
Yeah, not when it gets to the point where your risk management is interfering with enforcement. And that's what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to May 15th. On May 15th, we had a work order to finish the repairs on those windows with a deadline of April 30th. On May 15th, our landlord showed up to start the work, 2 weeks past the deadline. Now, his behavior in this unit is
atrocious, abominable, abusive.
He's an antagonistic, aggressive bully, pure and simple. He can't restrain himself, or won't, one of the two.
The only way we can get him to restrain himself is if we have a group of people so big that it outnumbers the three people he tries to bully us with.
In any event, Mr. Serino has been asked to leave the apartment before, but he apparently made statements to Officer Lord that he just wasn't being allowed into the apartment. And that's why he'd not done any of the repairs on the April 30th deadline. Yeah, that straight up wasn't true.
No.
But Officer Lord didn't bother to check with us.
She swallowed everything he said, hook, line, and sinker.
Apparently so. Now,
that's why we came back.
Okay.
You
and
came back.
That's why we came back,
squat.
And you sent me a video. But the video, and you asked me to view videos, but I only got one video in your email that you sent. The video didn't show me anything. what I explained to you is these matters are landlord-tenant board matters. That's not something, and I explained that to you today when we stood in, or that day when we stood in this apartment.
You sat there.
Those aren't matters that property standards can get involved in.
And like
those
I said,
those aren't matters that what we could do and we offered was mediation.
Are you not supposed to be impartial?
And we were being impartial. Yeah,
no, you weren't. You were taking the landlord's
word. Did I ever take Mr. Serino's
No,
side?
But Donna May did. Donna May did flat out. Donna May took and spewed him word for word
and
back to me.
And here...
And no, let me finish. Okay. You have a tendency to cut off, just like Donna May.
When have I ever cut you off?
Quite a few times.
Okay, just... Whoa.
She sat there and spewed to me word for word what he said to her. And when I tried to say anything, she didn't want to hear it. This is supposed to be impartial. She has had attitude with me every time I have had to deal with her, tried to inform me she was going to be here on May 15th to make sure he got in.
Yeah.
I have a witness that sat here and listened to the phone call when she told me he could be as abusive as he wanted to me, and I had to leave.
Yeah, we have some issues with that.
I have some very serious issues.
I would have issues.
Because my exact comment was to her, you're telling me he can be as abusive as he wants in my home and I have to leave?
Okay.
That's a pretty screwed up system.
Okay, so we're past that now. We're here with
the system. But this is part of the problem.
But, okay, we're not past that. You're getting here. Wait a minute. So where is the landlord-tenant board on this?
We haven't even got a date yet.
We have had four hearings. We have had any number of mediations.
You've had four hearings?
Yes.
Four hearing dates.
Three mediations with him, and it goes nowhere.
Nowhere. Okay.
So the Landlord-Tenant Act is not serving your needs?
Not even
right now.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
It's been 7 months going on eight with the Landlord-Tenant Act.
With the tribunal, yeah. But the issue here is...
Well, unfortunately, you're pursuing that. This is definitely a landlord-tenant issue.
Not entirely.
It's also a bylaw issue.
Not entirely.
Well, we're property standards. We inspect inside and out through property standards.
And we've had problems dealing with them from day one.
We're doing that. The window, it's not satisfactory, but that's, if you want to pursue that...
Okay.
It's not just the windows.
Right, and there has been enforcement and action on the enforcement?
Two and a half months later.
But there was action
after
on
the due
there
date.
Was action on the enforcement.
Just a second, before we agree to that. Yeah, there was action on the enforcement, but that was, I believe, entirely due to our efforts at raising hell.
Good.
Right? Nothing got done
until
either one or both of us went down to City Hall in person and got in people's faces.
Okay.
And I tried being polite. That didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to be a raging prick.
Mm-hmm.
That worked.
So it did get done. It was late, but it got done from the property standards.
Only when we started harassing and haranguing.
And you're noting all of this and timelines and dates.
Oh,
and
yes.
You'll share that at your tribunal and that'll
We have witnesses and everything.
You got witnesses. That's good.
Before we get too far away from May 15th, Ms. Shufeldt, you told me May 15th, you told me on May 12th when we spoke that you would accompany Ms. Lord, and you also promised to call me back that Friday, but you didn't. Okay, you just showed up on the Monday with Ms. Lord. I had no idea what was going on. Right? At that point, all we had to go on was Ms. Lord's statement to Marie that she was here to make sure John got in. Now, I do know something about landlord-tenant law, and there's no way property standards is here to enforce a landlord's right of entry under the Residential Tenancy Act. That just doesn't happen.
And so you know, I'm an ex-super with over 15 years experience. Even I know that.
Okay, so let's let Shufeldt respond.
Okay, so I'm not clear about how we could enforce a landlord getting in. I do know that he has to give you 24 hours notice. And I understand that when we came that day, that I spoke to you about, I spoke to you guys in advance about us coming to ensure that you guys were going to get along, that it was going to be amicable, and we were coming to do another inspection, which is what we did. So when the landlord came, we went and inspected another area of the apartment while Miss Ball went with the landlord to go do measurements. Is that not correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
However, you were gone within 3 minutes. So was the landlord.
So what kind of inspection did they do in 3 minutes?
Wasn't much of an inspection, and there was no work done. Now, instead of enforcement...
Because the relationship, what ended up happening is the relationship broke down.
And the only thing
yourself
that was...
and the landlord.
The only thing that...
And what happened with...
Would you agree
the
that there's a breakdown in the relationship between yourselves and the landlord?
Just,
has been from
just
the start.
Okay. The landlord,
I mean,
not any of his workers,
okay.
Just him.
Okay, so that again, you're going to deal with through this tribunal.
His
obviously.
Brother is also co-landlord. Yeah. We can deal with him.
And
his brother is reasonable.
Good. But you'll deal with the issue that you've admitted to at the tribunal. You've documented it.
But good. Our difficulties with our landlord are not property standards problems. Okay, I don't see how mediation or any of it comes into it. To me, it's very simple. You had a proper work order, the deadline was passed, the landlord had not made any good faith effort to do the repairs. To me, that says, okay, time to start bringing in the contractors. And apparently you did say to our landlord on May 15th that you have 7 days and we're bringing in contractors. Because he says you said it. He made a 25-minute statement to police that's just mind-boggling.
And threatened to sue us all.
Mr. Bosch? When there's work involved, for example, Mr. Serino was telling us he was going to do the work. When there's work such as this involved, mm-hmm. and there's thousands of dollars involved, and we've got a landlord that's saying he's going to do the work, and there's an issue that would involve mediation, then we need to do our due diligence to get the two parties to work together.
Well, due diligence involves talking to
those parties. That's really something
that
we have to do because we don't want to put thousands of dollars of money onto anybody's property taxes. We would like to see the two parties work together to get the work done. That's what we'd like to do.
All right.
And like he just said, due diligence.
If you're trying to manage your risk of litigation, you really ought to talk to both parties involved.
Not just one.
Just to complain, to complain in.
Well, my understanding was that. That Officer Lord was doing that.
Officer Lord
Officer
didn't
Lord
do
is
that.
But,
job
but you
from
know what?
In
saying
one.
That, and I told you this the last time we met, I take responsibility for all of this. I should have stepped in more.
So wait a minute. So you're saying that the conversation has been one-sided with the landlord only?
Yes.
But I'm also hearing that we did offer in mediation. Did you not get an offer?
That was after we made a stink. Well,
okay,
after
but you did
the due
receive
date.
It. Okay.
Well, after the
fair
due
enough.
Date.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
after
for mediation, it's what, May 16th, I believe you made that offer. 17th,
I've got it in the email.
So you're aware, and I'm glad the point was made. You know, property standards issues are citywide, North American wide,
okay.
Worldwide.
Yes.
And we do try to be fair on both sides. Oftentimes, orders aren't complied with by the due date, and then we reconvene, and sometimes we reconvene with a senior officer, sometimes it's the counselor, sometimes it's a fair and amicable resolve between the two parties without the mediation, but just the sheer offer of mediation brings people together. So we're sorry that on the compliance date, some of the, or none of the, whatever the issues were not met, but are we saying that there are other compliance orders that have not been met, or just the windows at this point?
At this point, just the windows,
okay.
As far as I know. But you're
so they were met, but they were met well after the fact, not
well
until
after.
You made a stink.
Okay. Well after.
Okay.
And only after a great deal of effort on our part to start raising hell.
And notwithstanding the timing, well late into the process and with different officers, you were offered mediation. You're not interested in our mediation.
We've
program.
Tried it. We've tried it three times in tribunal with him. He refuses to move an inch.
So what were the results of the tribunals then?
The mediator said right to our face, they try and get you to mediate one more, and said to us, because we were willing to give, don't. It's a waste of time.
The mediator said that to you?
Said that to us.
That's
after we had changed and we had made offers, he wouldn't give an inch.
Okay.
And she said right to us, don't. It's a waste of your time.
And by the way, this is long term. Okay, Mr. Serino's problems with lack of maintenance and all the rest. I mean, we got tribunal actions going back to 2011, 2010, mm-hmm. Same unit.
Windows,
he's
heat,
already been ordered
same
to
issues.
Put those screens on 5 years ago. He didn't.
Six
years ago, whenever it was.
He's known about
happens.
These problems for
just,
years.
So going forward on the municipal side and understanding, like you do, quite obviously, what we are charged with overseeing and what we don't oversee. Landlord-tenant issues are for the landlord-tenant tribunal. You've already got your date set, notwithstanding it's taking some time for your next, I guess, your fourth mediation.
No more mediation.
What's your expectation on our side?
Okay, expectation. For one, both officers, Ms. Shufelt and Ms. Lord, seem to interpret the what little standards there are in that bylaw rather liberally. You know, like it's like any other statute law. To me, you need some common sense interpretation, right?
The point being, they've been out to this property how many times? There's no working light over the front entrance. They just finally writ him up for that.
Yeah, there is a work order for that.
But yeah, but they just finally writ him up for that. And you've been out here how many times? There's busted cement sidewalks. You just finally writ him up for that. After how many times of being out here?
Okay.
How many times?
Okay.
No,
if
no,
I
no.
May. If I may.
Hold on. Let me finish. How many times do you have to be out here to notice these things before you write them up? That's part of your job, too. These things all existed before.
Okay.
We're still dealing with it. I've lived here 2 years. How would you like to come up to a dark entryway every time you come in at night? And that's been noticeable every time you've come.
Okay. Okay. That's fair.
Very fair.
Go ahead.
Very fair. So, I noticed we did that the second time on my second visit. We don't do proactive. We did proactive, so we had a proactive team previously. Mm-hmm. We have a proactive team that goes out and does blitzes. They're going to be more active, actually, going out in the neighborhoods now, so I have a Ward 2 proactive blitz coming up. But we did do, myself and Officer Lord went out the last time and we went through this whole building, so he does have an actual large order to take care of all of the other issues.
She supposedly went out the first time too.
Okay, well.
But what we do mainly is we work on a reactive basis. If you can imagine the issues that are in a city as large as Hamilton and the staff that it would take to go out and proactively take care of all of the issues that are out there.
Granted,
so we do have to. We do have to.
Yes.
We do have to take care of the things that people make us aware of.
And I made her aware that day, and like you found out the day I came into your office, I didn't know half the stuff I complained about because it wasn't on the report.
I can assure you, we take your concerns about the officer very, very seriously.
Yes,
I can't
but this
speak
is my
personal
complaint.
Issues.
Your officers need and to
have
start.
Them. I have them.
How many
documented.
Other officers are doing this?
I can tell you definitively, it's 7 years now, a large majority, 98.7% has been a great relationship. Proactive enforcement
and
is something
being done
I led
about
with,
the officers
with my counselors.
That aren't doing it.
Well, we have 8,000 employees in the city of Hamilton. You give me a corporation where all 8,000 are A-listers.
And
it's unfortunate,
what are you doing
but it
and
happens.
What are you doing about
this
the
isn't
ones
the only
that
division.
Aren't doing it?
We have a great system in place to address those things. We do through human resources if need be, but there's more checks and balances now. Are we perfect? No way. There's no way.
You're still not answering my question.
There's means in which we discipline. It depends on first, second, third offense. There's all sorts of ways. We can't get into individual personnel issues, but
one officer.
Fair enough, and your complaint is noted. I guarantee you, your complaint is noted, and it is already being addressed. So fair enough, and I can see why you would be pissed off. If you've had a bad experience with one city staff, I don't care whether it's a garbage guy who broke your blue bin or a police officer who treated you poorly, it happens, unfortunately. And so we do have checks and balances in place, more than we've ever had before. Customer service is a huge focus. Mm-hmm. It's tough, actually, for us as elected officials because we mention it all the time, and yet we still, of course, we're going to get the complaints.
Well, you're dealing
and you know what we hear? Well, we thought you had customer service as your number one priority. Well, it is a priority, and we're doing better than we used to, but it's still not perfect.
Let's put it this
in
way.
In any division, this isn't picking on
municipal
law enforcement.
I said I've been over 15 years of super. I have never seen a bylaw case this screwed up.
Well, I'm sorry you
never.
Feel that way, and again, part of your issue, you must admit, you've already suggested it several times, you have a relationship with your landlord that's just not healthy. the guy, one way or the other, if I'm listening to you, isn't cut to snuff. if I'm listening to the landlord, whom I haven't really talked to, I just met him for the first time coming in now, very brief exchange, likely he's going to say something else. So that for us, what I personally moved and started, and then when we were going to kill it, revived, was our mediation program. This is above and beyond landlord-tenant. It's a neighborhood dispute resolution officer. It comes from Waterloo, I believe. Mm-hmm. Arm's length of municipal bylaw. Usually what happens in neighborhood dispute resolution, when I make that offer, and I do all the time, very rarely does this guy take the drive from Waterloo, this arm's length negotiator. The two parties realize that if they say no to the negotiation and one says yes, while it looks like an imbalance there, it looks like there's somebody willing to sit down and somebody who's not. So it's nice to see what happens is usually they resolve their issues before they have to go to mediation. But sometimes they go to mediation and it works. It really does work. Talking it out is helpful.
Not when you are dealing with a sociopath.
If that's the case here, fine. Then your landlord-tenant issue is 8 months late, or you've been waiting on it for a while. But it looks like you're, Peter, very organized, and hopefully you'll prevail. That's all I can say to that. If you don't want our service, that's fine. I can't force it on you.
I have a comment.
Sure.
Again, as a super,
yeah.
I've seen it where tenants have had issues with the landlord.
Yep.
I've never seen it go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Bylaw still, whether the tenants were giving the landlord a hard time or not, enforced the order.
Yeah,
and that, well,
this
we're forcing
ridiculous.
It here. Your timelines weren't met, but two and a half months later. We are doing it though. So that's the thing. I get that.
I've dealt with your office off and on for over 20 years.
Okay.
I have never seen bylaw officers with the attitudes they've had. Timelines.
So there's more than one bylaw officer now that we have a problem with, or is it just the one?
I've had issues with even Ms. I'm sorry, I've had issues with both of them.
Okay. Well, we're sorry about that you have issues. I've never seen
the timelines go this far. You're lucky if they go 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Not two and a half months.
Okay. So right now, for you, the window, we can't see eye to eye on that. You're going to have to pursue that provincially.
Oh,
that's a provincial
me.
Act. If they're not sufficient to the needs, then you need to pursue that from a regulation, and we just follow provincial legislation. So is there anything else outstanding from a property standards point of view?
Again, yes. Going back to the interpretation of what little bylaws there are, property standard
okay.
bylaws are here. Okay.
Well, there's not a little. It's probably in the many, many thousands. In fact, it's probably closer to
a million.
But specific to your building, you don't feel there's a sufficient enough list. Why don't you provide me with some? What you think should be under a bylaw inspection that isn't?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the interpretation of these bylaws, from what I have seen, does tend to favor the landlord.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
I'll
show you an example. This is repaired. This passed bylaw. This door.
Right.
It's worked.
Go stand up and look how bowed it is at the bottom.
It's worked.
It doesn't even seal.
There are large gaps between the door and the frame. They're covered with weather stripping on the outside. That was our landlord's idea of a repair.
Mm-hmm. And that passed.
That's supposed to be a 20-minute fire door, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You honestly think that'll resist fire for 20 minutes?
The foam?
So fire wasn't here and inspected, and their inspection isn't sufficient?
They haven't inspected that.
Honestly, I don't know if they've seen it since it's been repaired or not.
Bylaw passed.
Fire was here.
No, fire hasn't been here since.
When we met in my office, not when that phone was on it.
Okay, Marie, let's not get bogged down in one detail here.
You cleared fire off. Fire came and did a complete inspection last February.
Yes.
And you cleared fire and said fire came through here and was clear. Because
that's not under the property standards bylaw. Why did Lord pass it then?
Yeah, because she would. The door is not included under the property standards.
Then why did she tell me it was?
The repair, she's asking. Why was
the
repair passed?
Because the door is perfectly fine.
As bowed out as it is, the fact that it doesn't seal, the fact that there's foam on it that would melt in a fire?
Well, maybe our issue is with the property standards bylaw then.
Maybe the issue is with the property standards bylaw. If it is, and you don't feel the bylaws up to snuff in specific areas, you're smart guys. Give me a list of where you feel it's not up to snuff.
No, I'll give you a
happy
list.
To have it reviewed, and we'll go from there. But you have to be patient. First of all, I appreciate that you're
nothing happens.
7 months.
Yeah,
the standard bylaw is a minimum maintenance bylaw. It's minimum maintenance.
Okay,
and if you don't like that, that's then first thing on your header should be minimum maintenance is not sufficient. We prefer maximum maintenance.
It's not. We're paying $1,100 a month, and this is what we get.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. On the subject of water and so forth, too, there are problems with water pressure and availability of hot water here.
Availability now, of water, period.
You know,
so that, again, landlord-tenant issue, right? You're bringing that to your tribunal,
yes,
I would hope.
Yes, but who do we
well, we are, but
city?
That's actually a property standard
issue,
too.
And we inspected that.
You said we have water.
Marie, please.
Okay, so what was the result of the inspection of the water?
It meets the standard.
Okay, but the standard seems to be turn the tap on. If you get water, you're good.
So that's your issue. So your issue is the level of meeting a standard is set too low.
Way too low.
On a number of issues, in your opinion. All right. I think we have to go from there. Can you tell me the time? Sorry, I have a park opening.
It's 11 o'clock.
Okay, I have a park opening that I have to get to, but can we send me, and you send me, your list of where you feel the standards are insufficient on your own personal experience from this particular unit, notwithstanding your history as a landlord. And we'll go from there. And as far as the delays and so forth, it happens. I'm sorry it happens. There is a huge, huge workload on a daily basis, 364 days a year for this group. I'm not overly trying to defend, but I have it all the time I'm working, particularly with parking officers. So you know, we're not perfect. We're not a perfect organization in any division. None. Counselors are hardly perfect either. So if you feel there's areas where, as a corporation, using your unit and this building as an example, where standards need to be higher upon inspection, give it to me, let's go from there. Okay? Is that okay?
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right.
Again, though, I think there are some issues with the way that the bylaw is enforced, as well as the bylaw itself.
Okay, so if enforcement as well is part of your report to me, put it in there. That's fine. But I'm hearing that it's not sufficient. We don't feel that's sufficient with those windows. We don't feel that's sufficient with those doors.
Those storm windows aren't even sufficient.
Give it to me.
You can look at them and you can see the outside in between the window frame and the storm windows.
Okay.
How is that supposed to stop weather?
Okay. But I just want those, you know, give me a bullet.
Okay.
And if you can reference the bylaw, reference the bylaw. You don't have to, but if you can reference the bylaw. So,
God,
I have to run. I'm very sorry, but I do, my fault for being late here. I thought you guys were coming to my office. Peter, I really do appreciate it. Your assertiveness does pay off. You're not the only ones in Ward 2 who...
No more.
Fight. That's fine.
Okay.
That's good.
I'll assign another officer.
Okay.
Yeah, when she tried arguing which ones had plexiglass, that was the last.
See,
I'll assign somebody else.
Please.
Okay.
Where's the phone?
Right there on the frame.
Oh, this guy? Yeah.
That's supposed to stop the fire for 20 minutes.
What do you think?
Well, I can have the fire inspector come out again.
You're okay with that?
I spoke to them last week.
Donna May passed
And I told
it, so.
Him, see, Donna May wouldn't...
Yeah.
This wouldn't fall
we'll
under
get
us.
Fire. We'll get
but
a fire.
I will
well, she was one who told me.
Yeah.
We'll get a fire.
I'll get him again.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
What a fucking list. Another bunch of fucking excuses and ass covering.
Oh, yeah.